It's Sunday, October 29th, 1961, a day which, in the long stream of history, has its own events, its own identity, but a day that once lived will never come again. Here on Monitor, we like to pick out a day that has passed by a long time ago and for a moment try to remember what it was like. On this October 29th, 1961, we would like to try to remember another October 29th, but in a different year. The year of 1935. October 29th, 1935. Where were you then? Can you remember? Well, the headlines were alarming. It was announced that there had been 9,466,000 unemployed the month before, with one encouraging note. The figure had decreased from the month before that. In Germany, Reichschancellor Hitler said he repudiated Germany's neo-pagans. He planned to lead the Nazi Party along the path of positive Christianity. In southern Ethiopia, the Italians made big gains on a 400-mile line. And in Italy, Mussolini ordered meatless meals 2 days a week as the League of Nations prepared to apply economic sanctions against his country. Remember how Il Duce sounded in those days? Perhaps you can even remember how he sounded when he was announcing to his people that Italy had invaded Ethiopia.
20 milioni a un cuore solo. Una volontà sola, una decisione sola.
A balcony in Rome, an arrogant dictator and a cheering crowd, 26 years ago today, October 29th, 1935. Special Prosecutor Thomas E. Dewey, ending his third month in office in New York, announced that 27 people had been arrested as usurers. Vice President John Nance Garner was received in a formal audience by Emperor Hirohito in Japan. The body of Dutch Schultz, the last of New York's powerful pre-repeal gang leaders, was buried. Only 3 men and 2 women attended the funeral as police continued their search for the gunman who had killed Dutch Schultz in a New York chop house. And some speculated that the killing was the work of Lucky Luciano. October 29th, 1935. It was announced that the Dion quintuplets, who had reached the ripe age of 17 months and 1 day, had tasted meat for the first time, veal liver. The Dions were babies still, but a few years later, they would sound like this. Sidewalks of New York, sung by the 5 Dions who had millions following their daily routine, not only in New York, not only in the United States and Canada, but throughout the world. October 29th, 1935, you could buy fine quality silk stockings for $1.15 a pair. You could get a new Hudson car for $710. And a famous restaurant chain advertised double-sized cocktails for 25 cents. You might have gone out dancing on this night 26 years ago. The tango and the rumba were the important new dances. You might have gone to the movies to see Carol Lombard and Fred McMurray in Hands Across the Table, or Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler in Shipmates Forever. Or you might have tuned in your radio and heard Lawrence Tibbett, or perhaps Jimmy Durante.
Good night, good night, good night. It's time to say good night. More is there to say but good night. We've had a few laughs and it's time for toodaloo. Arrivo, acquiescing and ink-a-dink-a-doo. Good night, good night, good night, good night, good night, and good night, Mrs. Calabash. Wherever you are.
Yes, your radio dial that night might have been tuned to Jimmy Durante. Or perhaps you were standing in line in New York's theater district trying to buy tickets for the latest big hit, a play that had opened just the night before, Sidney Kingsley's Dead End, October 29th, 1935. You might have been at the theater seeing Winterset, Lawton Fontaine in The Taming of the Shrew, Three Men on a Horse, or perhaps Porgy and Bess. The music of Porgy and Bess, which has been haunting the stages and the screens of the world in the many years since 1935. October 29th, 1935. It was a long time ago. Maybe you were just a youngster then. Maybe you were already grown up. Maybe you weren't even born. October 29th, 26 years ago today. Where were you then? And what were you doing? Can you remember?